Hey, it's Christy, and I'm so excited to launch Love Money Magic. So it's my new podcast. It's on the heels of my other podcast, which is actually Style and Soul Reform Bite Size Podcast. But that podcast that I had recorded over the course of 3 years was honestly like little mini bite-sized moments of me weekly talking about things that touched me, things that allowed me to grow, and things that just came into my awareness that felt really important to talk about. This next evolution of my podcast is super cool because I've just noticed so much about women throughout the course of my life, and I've always been fascinated by women who are really like empowered, powerful, career-driven, ambitious. And growing up in the fashion industry, I was really exposed to so many different women. What I've noticed throughout just collecting stories from people that I've known, we so deeply desire one of two things, both of them, let's be perfectly honest. We so deeply desire love, relationships, belonging. I mean, we're tribal beings. It's just our nature to want to have that connection, that sense of love, that sense of belonging. And then the other side of the spectrum is money. So we deeply desire like abundance, the life of our dreams, material things like, career-driven, ambitious women want to grow and evolve themselves in that way. So I've always noticed that people either lean toward one or the other and that they're stronger or more confident in one side of their lives than the other. And the other side that we're not so strong at gets ignored, it gets, pushed to the side. And we focus more on our strength. And that's such an interesting concept to me because why can't we have everything? And we can have everything, and it doesn't need to be a one or the other situation. We can have everything. It doesn't have to be everything all of the time, but I don't know. I'm just having conversations with people about life, about women's subject matter. If we can't discuss love, if we can't discuss sex and relationships, then how are we ever supposed to evolve and grow? If we can't discuss money, money to me was always like a dirty thing. Like it's private. We don't discuss it with people. We don't talk about it openly because, it's not none of anybody's business. But at the same time, if we can't talk about these things, a lot of shame grows around these subjects as well. It's like, if we so desire love, sex, relationships, connection, but if you enjoy sex too much, what kind of a woman does that make you? And God forbid we start talking about, the fact that we love having money. I mean, people would deeply judge those two things, especially as women. Like, if we just started talking about how, we loved having abundance, we loved having money, we loved having material things and beauty around us, people would have a problem with that. Or if we talked, God forbid, about how much we enjoy having sex, that would be, I mean, come on now. We all know what people feel about, women who are overtly sexual. It's highly judged. I want to talk about these things. I want to get into it. There's so much that I've learned over the years about myself that I know that, I mean, it would just bring me so much joy to discuss it that I'm just like, why not? I'm here for it all. I'm an open book. I want to talk to people. And so that's what the whole idea of this podcast is going to be about. It's going to be about opening up about life and about real things and about how, we're all just real people on this Earth, which is a spinning ball of stone and mud and water. And nobody knows what the hell is coming off. So let's just get off of our high horse. Let's get off of our egos and let's just be with each other. That's really, really at the core root of what I want this podcast to be about. Let's just be with each other. Let's just be really real. Let's just have fun. Let's just laugh, which to me is one of the greatest sources of abundance is like laughter. Oh my God, it makes me so happy. I love laughing with women. It makes me beyond happy. So let's get into it. I look forward to this new journey with all of you.